Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order, and Mr. Boyd is going to lead us in the pledge and a moment of silence.
Please stand. Let's take a moment of silence and reflect on the start of the school year and all that entails.
Just for clarification, we have one of our board members who is spending some time out of the area. He's joining us by video from San Diego, California, Rodney Jones. So it's not the government looking in on us, as far as we know. But welcome, Rodney. So at this time,
happy to participate.
Oh, yes, good. We may have a little delay there. We'll have to wait sometimes for him to respond to it. So. At this time, were there any modifications to our agenda this evening? Yes, Mr. Ramsey.
I do have, just to note on the personnel report, there is a revised personnel report that's attached to this evening. The changes, and I'll highlight them, under the midterm substitute, Carol Williams, grade 4, at Blue Ball, effective August 21st through December 13th. She's in for Kelly Flannery. She was added to the agenda.
Okay.
Under department facilitators, we removed Laura Jordan at this point from that. There's some more discussion on that to see if it's within the scope of her duties or not. So we did remove her name at this point. And also under retirements, Ms. Cooper was on again for retirement. She was on last week, and I erred in not deleting her, so I deleted her. So those are the only revisions.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Any other modifications to the agenda this evening? If not, I would look for a motion to approve.
So moved.
And a second. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the agenda is approved. I don't believe we have any special presentations this evening. So this time we do have time set aside for citizens' comments. If there's any resident of the school district that wishes to address the board this evening, if they could identify yourself. Okay. And were there any others before we move on? Okay, if you could just come up to the mic and state your name and where you reside, and the floor is yours.
My name is Dale Hardy, and I live on Heritage Drive in New Holland.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Do I sit down or I go?
No, you're good. You're good.
Okay. Well, I just wanted you to know that I appreciate what you guys do as board members, as administration. I've been where you are. I've sat in some of your seats. I understand the mammoth amount of reading that you have to do to be a board member. I also know that you never get a chance to respond to all the criticism that you get. I also know that it's almost never fun. And I just want you to know that what I'm going to do in just a second is meant specifically for you. I'm here as your prayer person. And I care about what happens to you, and I care that you do a good job for us. So, if you are not opposed, I'm going to ask you to bow with me and let's pray together. Father in heaven, I want to ask you to come into this board meeting tonight, and would you give them only the guidance that you can give? Could you move by the power that only you possess, move into the minds of the people and help them to make righteous decisions? I ask this in your name, knowing that you can do so much more than we ask or think. We ask this in your name. Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. No presentations? Or, yes.
No, but before we move into the consent agenda, which includes the personnel report, I'd like to introduce Mrs. Lacey Henn. You want to stand up?
Stand up. Thank you.
She has been one of the most flexible people that I know of. This has been a busy summer. She got married, went on her honeymoon, and then came back and applied for a job here at Eastern Lancaster County. And she was hired as a substitute at New Holland. And she was getting ready to do that, and she was involved with the building. And then on Tuesday, we had a resignation, and so she was our top substitute. So we said, "Would you like to move over to Blue Wall?" And she said, "Sure." And so Wednesday, she actually met with Mr. McCaskey, and she had gone in and was getting her fourth grade classroom ready. Until I called her on Thursday, I believe it was, because we had a resignation at Brecknock, and asked her if she'd like to come in and interview for that, because the principal at Brecknock had not seen her yet, and neither had I at that time. And so she came in with one other person, and she was our top candidate, and she now has a contract position at Brecknock Elementary, second grade. And she was in Saturday. Were you in Saturday?
Yeah.
That was Friday. She was in Saturday. So, welcome. We are very pleased that you are flexible, and we're happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you.
I always like the question. Where'd you go to college, and where'd you go to high school?
I went to Effordon High School, and I went to Westchester University for college.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot. And. Any other, before we move into the consent agenda? I guess I'll be recusing myself on voting because I do have a member of my family who's on the report for the bus drivers, and we're voting to hire or approve that. So this time, and I would look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Okay. I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, Glenn. And is there a second? John, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, no? Does pass. And then we have the reports. Lancaster County Tax Collection Bureau, Mr. Reed.
We did not have a meeting this month. Our next meeting is September.
Thank you. Lancaster 11 and IU 13.
We have our meeting August 14th at Lebanon IU, and it was the first meeting for our new executive director and our new board president. Happy to say it went well. We approved 4 new business service contracts, 6 new early childhood and special education services contracts, 13 instructional services contracts, 9 technology service contracts, 4 human resource services contracts. We had 27 resignations in August, 2 retirements, 3 terminations, 43 new hires, 46 change of position and or salary, and approved 5 leave of absences. So we had a very busy August. Hopefully that will mean that the start of the school year will go smoothly. If anyone has any questions on any item in my report, I will be glad to take questions at this time.
Any questions on the IU? Okay, hearing none, thank you, Mr. Urban. Lancaster CTC, Mrs. Redman.
We did not meet in July, and so I have no report.
Okay. Moving right along here this evening. Legislative, Mr. Wentz.
Not much to add. I guess the legislators return after Labor Day. However, most of them you probably will run into attending county fairs this month and next month, and out rubbing elbows with civic organizations to get the feel of the people in the state here. Unless the administration knows something I don't know about.
What do we have coming up this fall? There's not a lot of...
No, just be mainly county offices and statewide judicial elections.
Okay. spring will probably be the busy time.
Yes, it would be obviously the governor's race next week.
Governors, yeah, state reps.
State reps and some state senators.
All right, well, they can't get into too much trouble if they're not in session.
Can't hold any trouble.
Right. All right, thank you. Any questions on the legislative report or any other comments? All right, thank you. Superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a couple of items. The first, I know everyone at this point is aware of the passing of Ed Sprecher, but I wanted to go on the official school record and note all he accomplished for us and all that he did for us. Ed served not only this community well, but this specific community here at this high school and at the elementary schools to some degree. He'd make visits there as well. But he is going to be sorely missed. He was a good guy and a real servant leader, if you can define a servant leader as someone who puts others before himself all the time. I had the privilege of attending his service on Friday, and it was truly a tribute, and it was moving, and it was appropriate. So, again, just putting it on the record that the school district officially acknowledges his years of service with us and all he was to us. I'm happy to announce that, and especially with Mr. Winters here, that our virtual academy that was started now only 3 years ago is an enrollment of 42 students, which is two more than we had hoped for, or at least targeted. And three of those students include elementary. So we finally have our elementary just a little bit off the ground, but we'll grow from there. As you all know, as we know, word of mouth is what carries the day with these folks, and the word is getting around, and it's starting to get around a little faster. So we'll be welcoming a number of families to a welcome back and welcome dinner on Wednesday, beginning at 5:15, Patrick? 5:15. So we're excited about that. We're also excited about all the other opportunities that the investment in that that technology, both the software and hardware, has enabled us to do. So compliments to all who worked. Another set of compliments, there's a lot of work that goes on in the summertime, and I know it's easy to say, well, that's just people's jobs, but truthfully, there are folks who are going far above and beyond what they're required to do to get this the buildings ready, last-minute shuffling, and here's a perfect example. This new teacher probably knows as much about the buildings as Neil Walsh. He's toured all the facilities so far. So, but to let that happen, a lot of other people also had to do some extra work. Somebody had to open the building Saturday morning. Somebody had to be there for all that. I happen to know yesterday there were five people working in this complex, from support staff all the way up to the cabinet level members. So there are a lot of people doing a lot of work that they're not getting paid for, even though that is their job. So it compliments all around support staff. The transition to our STS, Dawn Hare is doing an amazing job with that transition under Keith's guidance. So a lot of work being done, but we are ready. We are ready for teachers and ready for students, and we're excited. Teachers do return on Wednesday for 2 days of training, both Wednesday and Thursday of this week. Board members are reminded you're welcome to attend any part of that. The breakfast begins at 7:20. In the cafeteria, the official kickoff to the school year is at 8:30. Mr. Yoder will be presenting briefly. You're welcome to come for any part of that event. Breakfast, not the session. The session, not breakfast. Any part of the session that will conclude around 11 o'clock. Other than that, we are ready to roll. Monday morning, the big yellows will be on the streets. So that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
Mr. Winters, what elementary school are the children from?
We have one from each. One from New Holland, one from Blue Ball, and one from Brecknock.
Did you copy that there, Mr. Jones?
One from each.
One from each elementary school, as it turns out.
One from each.
So that's a, we did that on purpose.
Yeah. I tried that.
Balance. It's all balance.
Balance approach. Yeah. Anything else?
Any other questions?
No.
At this, okay.
That concludes my report, and there are no announcements.
Yes. Any other comments or?
Just can I ask? Can't leave Rodney off the hook here. He's a. How's the weather in California there? And anything in educational news out there in California that you might be like to add to it?
Yeah. No. The weather's pretty boring. It's 73 and sunny every day.
That's right.
Very boring. That's it.
Okay. Any other announcements, general announcements, or things for the board this evening? Okay. Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?